Good Thursday morning. Today is February the 21st. It is 8:05 in the morning, and we are here to seek God's face and to know his heart. Amen and amen. I'm excited to be here this morning. Man, how about the thunderstorms in Georgia last night? Anyone else just laid awake with the loud booming and the bright lightning last night? Gosh, it was probably between 1 and 4 a.m. Was just awake, interceding, just praying. God had me awake last night. Was anyone else awake, just interceding? There was it kind of felt like there was a weight, or there was an importance to pray, to spend time with him. I was up from 2:30 to 4, so I don't know if anyone else was. I know I texted one of my best friends, Joe, and he was awake. So something was out last night. Something was happening. I don't know what it was, but God is good. He's on the throne, and the storm moved out and it's calm now. And isn't that just like our storms? Isn't that just like the storms that we walk through in life, where it, man, it's really bad, and it's typically the worst in the middle of the night. But you know what? Hope comes in the morning. The battle is over. The sun rises, and the battle is over, and the storm is done. The storm ceases. So maybe some of you have just walked out of that storm. I don't. I'm prophesying over some of you, but maybe just maybe, some of you, the storm ended for you last night, and you're about to walk in that sunshine. You're about to walk in the favor. You're about to walk into a new season of growth. You needed that water. You needed that rain to prepare the seeds that were in that ground, so now that the seeds can grow because they were properly watered. Amen. Amen. That was a little freebie. Well, we've been talking about the Bible plan. God is good, so rise up and get free. And yesterday was wonderful because we talked about the goodness of God is what draws us to repentance. That's Romans 2:4. The goodness of God leads us to repentance. And we learn that God is not holding our sins above us or towards us. And he's not a God that wants to come out and punish us. And he's not quick to anger. He's not quick to anger. And I know that because in the book of James, it says, be slow to anger. So if James is telling us to be slow to anger, then God is, he's the same way. He's not standing over us, waiting for us to mess up, to just hit us with a whip. Or, you know, I laugh because my mom used to hit me with a wooden spoon. And she'll watch every once in a while, but when she watches it, she'll probably say, "Oh, Cody, why are you telling everybody I used to hit you with a wooden spoon?" Well, that's true. But so God is not sitting there waiting for when we mess up to come after us with a wooden spoon. But instead, God he's rich in love and mercy and grace. And he's not standing above us, waiting for us to sin and holding it against us. In fact, it's quite the opposite, because he sent his son to pay that debt. He sent his son to liberate us from the sin. But that's where we come in. We have to want liberation from the sin. We have to want freedom from the clutches of sin. We have to want freedom from death, because the wages of sin is death. So we have to want that. And that's just part of the goodness of God. So run to his open arms. And we talked about, no matter where you're at in your walk, you might be living in the most hell that you've ever lived in, or maybe you're dabbling with hell, and you're on the verge of just being completely sold out, but there's still a few things that you need to get rid of. Wherever you're at, God loves you just the same. He wants you to walk in complete obedience. He wants you to forsake the things of this world. He wants you to walk in the power that the Holy Spirit has given us. He wants you to forsake that sin. And he wants you to be righteous and to be holy and to be sanctified. We are sanctified, but he wants you to walk in that. He wants you to walk in his righteousness. But And he still wants that the prodigal that we talked about yesterday. He wants that prodigal to come home. He wants that prodigal to leave the pig trough. He wants his sons and daughters that are away from him right now. He wants them. He wants to wash them clean. He wants to wash them clean. He wants to put on that robe of righteousness the same way that father did for the prodigal son that returned. So let's hop into today's Bible plan. The title of it is The First Step Toward Freedom. The First Step Toward Freedom. We're going to pick up on Scripture, John 5, and we're going to read 2 through 6. Now there is in Jerusalem by the Sheep Gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" Wow. Jesus asked this man a seemingly ridiculous question. Do you want to be made well? It's obvious, isn't it? He's at the pool, isn't he? The only reason people went there was to be healed. What kind of question was Jesus asking? Of course, the man wanted to be healed. 38 years. 38 years. That would be the equivalent of 6 more years for me, and I've been living with an infirmity since birth. Could you imagine? That's like the man we talked about the other day that had been struggling with anxiety and depression for 35 years. And he received his freedom from anxiety and depression 2 weeks ago. Why would Jesus ask this question? See, Jesus wasn't convinced. The man had been stuck in this condition for a long time. He was not only laying down on the outside, he was laying down on the inside. Sometimes people get used to living in their problems. While they may outwardly be going through the motions to get free, generally because they know that is what is expected of them, inwardly, they have given up. The first step toward getting free from your problems and that which binds and restricts your life is wanting it. Really wanting it. You have to stand up on the inside before you can ever stand up on the outside. Let me be very bold and ask you, do you want to be made well? Do you really want things to change? Or have you grown so accustomed to living under the devil's heel? If you are tired of defeat, mediocrity, and bondage, then stand up on the inside and say, enough is enough. It's the first step toward freedom. Wow. Wow. Isn't it's hard to wrap your mind around that even the man that I met at the revival, that he had been walking in 35 years of anxiety and depression. What would cause somebody to want to walk in that? But then you think, and this is what he said. He said, I just got so used to that feeling. Even after he received healing. Now here's where I want to touch on. Here's where we're going. See, he said, even after I received my healing, it was strange because I was so accustomed. I was so used to living with that depression, that just pressing down, the defeat, the woe is me, the oh, God is against me. Oh, I can't make it ahead. Oh, everyone hates me. Oh. And the anxiety, oh, I'm worried. God, I don't know where my finances are going to come from. God, is my wife cheating on me? God, are my children going to love me? God, am I going to lose my job? You get so used to it. You get accustomed to living to it. And that's what Jesus was asking the man. He said, do you really want healing? Do you really want to be healed? And so I ask you, if you have an infirmity, if you have chronic migraines, if you have whatever it is that is not of God. We were created, Genesis 1:27, which says we were created in the image of God. So if we were created in the image of God, then does God have migraines? Does God have cancer? Does God have arthritis? Fill in the blank. Does God have sickness of any kind? No. So we have to understand that the infirmity is from the enemy. And part of your identity and why we covered identity last week is you have to understand that we were made in the image of God, the image and likeness of God. So if we are created in that, then it's time for you to set your foot down and command, because you have that authority. If you are a son or a daughter of God, you have that authority through Jesus Christ, the name of Jesus Christ. You have that authority to put your foot down and say, I am a son or a daughter of God. I am made in the likeness and the image of God. And by the name of Jesus, I renounce and I rebuke whatever it is that's attached to you, whether it's anxiety, whether it's depression, whether it's migraines, whether it's fill in the blank, whatever it is, that's all you have to do to receive your freedom. But the reality is people are so accustomed and so used to living in that mentality that you're like, well, and now here, this is where you may be. You may be, well, I've prayed for God to heal me before, but I haven't received my healing. So I'm just meant to be stuck like this. Oh, beloved, that is a lie from the enemy. That is a lie straight from hell. Maybe you need to press in. Maybe you need to seek God's face and to know his heart. Maybe you need to dive into his scripture. Now, don't get me wrong. Jesus is there to heal the sick. He is there to heal the blind, to touch, open the blind eyes, and to open the deaf ears. Don't get me wrong. But just like he asked this person at the pool, do you really want to be healed? Do you want to be healed? And if you do, if you want to walk in that and you need help praying, guess what? I'm ready. I'm ready. I know my authority in Jesus Christ. I know my authority that my Father has given me. And I know the power that we have because of the name of Jesus. So if you're struggling with anything, if you have chronic headaches or chronic fatigue or arthritis or whatever it is that you need healing or deliverance from, you reach out to me and I will intercede and we will go to battle. Amen. Let's get into the scripture. John 5. I'm going to switch back to the New Living Translation. Says inside the city, well, this is the scripture we just read. Inside the city, the sheep gate was a pool of Bethesda with the five covered porches. Would you like to get well? I just want to read on what the scripture says. This is not part of the Bible plan, but I want to read on to show you the interaction that Jesus had. He says, would you like to get well? In red, Jesus, I can't, sir, the sick man said, for I have no one to put me into the pool when the water bubbles up. Someone else always gets there ahead of me. Now, we could say, well, yes, he may be lame. He had been lying there. It just says one of the men had been lying there. It doesn't say that the crowds of people, sick people, blind, lame, or paralyzed, lay on the porches. One of the men had been there, has been sick. It doesn't say his infirmity. So, you know, our natural mind may assume, well, he's paralyzed because he says, well, I can't. I don't have anyone to put me in the pool. So he could have been blind. He could have been lame, but we don't know. He says, but I can't, sir, for I have no one to put me in the pool. Someone else always gets there ahead of me. Jesus told him, stand up, pick up your mat, and walk. Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk. Jesus There was no prayer. There was nothing. All he did was he used his mouth. He used his words, and he talked to the infirmity. He talked to that man, and he said, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk." So I am imploring you, stand up and walk in the wholeness and the fullness that God has already given you. Jesus died on a cross. Isaiah 53 says that by his stripes we are healed. He bore our iniquity. He died for our sins. He bore our iniquity. And by his stripes we are healed. It is up to us to stand up and walk. Amen. Amen. I am 100% serious. Whether you're listening to this video right now and you need healing, or whether you need it a year from now, I am here and I am ready. I am ready to help you receive your freedom. And it's not me that's going to do it. It's Jesus. And I give all the glory to Jesus. But he is ready and he's willing, but he's waiting for you to stand up and walk. Amen. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for your word this morning. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Father, that you are ready and willing to bring healing and to bring deliverance to your sons and daughters of God. Father, we thank you that we were made in your image and likeness. Father, we thank you that by Jesus' stripes we are healed. And Lord, for those that are listening right now or that are listening in the future, Lord, that are bound or that need healing, Father God, that you've given us that power and authority to walk in that. And so, Father, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for even right now releasing your sons and daughters from the bondage of the enemy. Lord, we come against, and we thank you for bringing freedom from oh, Father, we thank you for coming against the migraines. We thank you for coming against the arthritis. We thank you for coming against the anxiety. We thank you for coming against the depression. We thank you for coming against the self-harm. We thank you for coming against the spirit of suicide. Father, we thank you for coming against the spirit of gluttony. Thank you for coming against this the spirit of oh, Father, the spirit of complacency. Oh, thank you, Father. We thank you for bringing freedom even right now, Lord, by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So we thank you for the freedom that was just experienced. Lord, we give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. And we thank you for going ahead of us. We thank you for the divine appointments today. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your unmerited favor. Father, we thank you for going ahead of us and coming back with the head of our enemy. Lord, we give you all the honor, all the praise. We ask for forgiveness of our sins. And we thank you that your mercies are new every single morning. We take up the full armor of God as we are ready to do your will today. Help us be obedient. Help us obey right away. And help us obey all the way. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful day. We will see you tomorrow morning.